USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is threatening to veto a defense spending bill unless it repeals a federal law that protects social media sites from liability over their content. The president on Twitter saying Section 230 is a serious threat to our national security and election integrity. Asked if the president was serious about this, White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says,
"Yes, the president is serious about it. And I noted, when you have other world leaders that are making calls for genocide and Twitter not finding that worthy of flagging or blocking, there are real grave concerns here, and the president stands by that."
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell saying on the Senate floor it's time to set partisanship aside and get a deal done on a new coronavirus stimulus package. Negotiations have been stalled for months. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Greg Kelly Reports is breaking ratings records. It's the hit new show on Newsmax TV. President Trump was recently on Greg Kelly, and every night more than 2 million people tune in. Kelly is a former combat Marine pilot and White House correspondent. He's asking the tough questions the media won't. Tune into Greg Kelly on Newsmax at 7 p.m. Eastern. Plus, watch Newsmax for Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Alan Dershowitz, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, and a lot more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems like DirecTV, Dish, Xfinity, Cox, Optimum, Spectrum, Fios, and more. If you don't get Newsmax, call your cable operator today. Tell them you want it. Plus, watch Newsmax TV for free on Roku, Zumo, YouTube, Pluto, Apple TV, and even smart TVs like Samsung Plus and LG. Newsmax is already one of America's top cable news channels. Find out why. Watch it today. Newsmax is real news for real people. You should watch Newsmax.
While many retailers struggle this holiday season, one is able to give back.
Kohl's is donating $5 million in grants to nonprofit organizations across the country. It's part of the company's A Community with Heart program, where associates nominate nonprofits that make a difference for families in their communities. More than 100 nonprofits across 49 states will receive grants ranging from $10,000 to $100,000. Their website has a map and the list of recipients. The donations are made possible through the retailer's philanthropic program, Kohl's Cares, which sells children's books and toys and donates 100% of the net profit to charitable organizations nationwide. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
Greg Revel is Kohl's chief marketing officer. He says they're proud of their associates and their commitment to the communities they serve. The Rockefeller Christmas tree lighting ceremony is still going on tonight in New York City, despite the coronavirus. There will be no crowds, and it will be a TV-only special. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to LimpBells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
If you've tested positive for COVID-19 and recovered, the American Red Cross wants you to donate plasma. The plasma is being given to COVID-19 patients as a possible treatment. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar making that plea during an Operation Warp Speed briefing.
If you're within 3 months since recovery from COVID-19, we need you to donate plasma. Over 250,000 courses of convalescent plasma have been used on your fellow Americans to help prevent severe consequences from COVID-19. We unfortunately have so many individuals who have gotten COVID-19 and have recovered now, fortunately, but we need donations. Please contact your local American Red Cross, your local American Blood Bank, or go to coronavirus.gov for more information about how you can volunteer to be a donor and give the gift of life.
NBA training camps open this week, and teams will not have the bubble created in Orlando to protect them from the coronavirus. San Antonio Spurs head coach Greg Popovich says they're stressing with players the importance of being disciplined and staying home.
If we do get some bumps along the way, you know, we'll all do our best. But like anything else, we all have to participate in trying to make it successful.
On-court practices will be limited to individual workouts and only those players who have gotten 3 negative coronavirus test results. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.